Good morning and welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by.
Give me a song with a beautiful melody. Play it with strings till it sings in my memory. The simplest kind of a strain is bound to remain in your heart. It takes you way back to the past. It's the kind of a song that will last. And if the words to the tune seem to say what you're thinking of, just sing the words to the girl and she'll fall in love. Right as can be, she'll be glad that she fell to a beautiful melody. Seem to say what you're thinking of. Just sing the words to the girl and she'll fall in love. And when you're holding her tight, you'll find I'm as right as can be. She'll be glad that you fell to a beautiful melody. She'll be glad that she fell to a beautiful melody.
Helen Forrest from 1949 started us off with a song that I like to think is what this program does. Give me a song with a beautiful melody. That was written by the songwriting team of Sammy Kahn and Julie Stein. It was featured in the movie It's a Great Feeling, also in that year of 1949. And Helen was accompanied by the orchestra led by Earl Hagen. Well, Helen had a beautiful voice, very rich, warm voice, great interpretive skills, and I think you'll find that throughout the list of wonderful singers we have today as well. Our next song is also written by Sammy Kahn and Julie Stein, and it was recorded by many singers, including young Frank Sinatra. We're going to hear the version recorded in 1955 by Sammy Davis Jr. It's a beautiful song, very wistful. It's called Guess I'll Hang My Tears Out to Dry. And it was introduced on stage by the film star Jane Withers in the show Glad to See You. Following Sammy, we'll hear from the lovely Anita O'Day, she of the beautiful voice, lovely jazz style. There she's going to bring us a song written by Cole Porter for the musical 50 Million Frenchmen from 1929. Anita recorded it in 1960, and the song is called Why Shouldn't I? Then we'll move forward a year to 1961 and hear from Vic Damone. Well, Vic is always a very welcome visitor to the show, and he did have a particularly lovely voice. Very rich and very strong and also very tender. Beautiful interpretive skills again. Song that Vic will bring us this morning, and he's joined by the orchestra, led by John Williams, is called In the Blue of Evening. And it was written by Tom Adair and Al D'Artega. And we'll start with Sammy Davis Jr. from 1955, Guess I'll Hang My Tears Out to Dry.
The torch I carry is handsome. It's worth its heartache in ransom. And when the twilight steals, I know how the lady in the harbor feels. When I want rain, I get sunny weather. I'm just as blue as the sky. Since love is gone, can't pull myself together. Guess I'll hang my tears out to dry. Friends ask me out, I tell them I'm busy. Must get a new alibi. I stay at home and ask myself, where is she? Guess I'll hang my tears out to dry. Dry little teardrops, my little teardrops, hanging on a string of dreams. Fly little memories, my little memories, reminder of our crazy schemes. Somebody said, just forget about her. I gave that treatment a try. Strangely enough, I got along without her. Then one day she passed me right by. Oh, well, I guess I'll hang my tears out to dry. Dry little teardrops, my little teardrops, hanging on a string of dreams. Fly little memories, my little memories, reminder of our crazy schemes. Somebody said, just forget about her. Well, I gave that treatment a try. And strangely enough, I got along without her. Then one day she passed me right by. I guess I'll hang my tears out to dry.
Take a chance when romance passes by. Why shouldn't I know of love? Why wait around when each age has a say to his fall? Not of all this earth, love is all that is really worth thinking of. It must be fun, lots of fun, to be sure when day is done. That the hour is coming when you'll be kissed and then kissed again. Hold every time, say it's good. And every star out in far Hollywood seems to give it a try. So why shouldn't I? Take a chance when romance passes by. Why shouldn't I now go out of love? Why wait around when the age of exchange I have found? That upon this earth love is all that is really worth thinking of. It must be fun, lots of fun, to be sure when day is done. That the hour is coming when you'll be kissed and then kissed again. Old every time, say it's good. And every star out in far Hollywood gives it a try. So why shouldn't I?
In the blue of evening, when you appear close to me, dear one, there in the dusk we'll share a dream. Of evening, crickets call and stars are falling. There beneath the starlit sky, you'll come to me. In the shadows of the night, we'll stand. I'll touch your hand, and then softly, as your lovely eyes entreat, our lips will meet again in the blue of evening. Night winds above whispering, I love you. As your lovely eyes entreat, our lips will meet again in the blue of evening. Night wind above, whispering, I love you. There we will find romance in the blue of evening.
You just heard the lovely voice of Vic Damone from 1961, In the Blue of Evening. Before that, a Cole Porter number from Anita O'Day, from 1960, Why Shouldn't I? And we started out with Sammy Davis Jr., Guess I'll Hang My Tears Out to Dry, written by Sammy Kahn and Julie Stein. And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before, on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're listening today to some gorgeous voices from the 1940s and 50s and into the early 1960s. Coming up next, we're going to go to 1957 and to a particularly lovely voice, and that belonged to Doris Day. Well, she was very active right across the entertainment field, a very fine singer with what was a beautiful, clear voice, and very nice to listen to, very warm voice. She was also on TV and in movies, had a wonderful, long, and very successful career. This is 1957, and Doris is going to be bringing us a song written by Cole Porter, also, as we've just heard, a couple of songs ago, from his musical 50 Million Frenchmen from 1929. That was hit the Broadway stage. The song is called You Do Something to Me, and Doris is joined by Paul Weston and his orchestra. Following Doris, we're going to go forward 2 years to Frank Sinatra. What a lovely voice he had. Unique in its sound, bring a great deal of expression and emotion to everything he sang. He could sing tender, beautiful ballads. He could also sing lively. Well, Frank is joining us from 1959. He's accompanied by Gordon Jenkins and his orchestra. They will bring us a song written by John Klenner called Just Friends. Then back 10 years to one of the great jazz legends, Billie Holiday. She's recording for the Decca label now, and she's also accompanied by Gordon Jenkins, who arranged and is conducting the orchestra on this one. Nice trumpet also, by the way, from Bobby Hackett. Well, Billie is going to bring us You're My Thrill. That was written by Sidney Clare and Jay Gorney from 1949. And we'll hear now from Doris Day, You Do Something to Me, from 1957.
Do something to me, something that simply mystifies me. Tell me, why should it be? You have the power to hypnotize me. Let me live 'neath your spell. You do that voodoo that you do so well. For you do something to me that no could do.
Just friends, lovers no more. Just friends, but not like before. To think of what we've been and not to kiss again seems like pretending. It isn't the end. drifting apart. Two friends, but one broken heart. We loved, we laughed, we cried. Then suddenly love died. The story ends, and we're just friends. Then suddenly love died. The story ends, and we're just friends.
On a silver platter, where's my will? Why this strange desire that keeps mounting higher when I look at you? I can't keep still. You're my desire that keeps mounting higher. When I look at you, I can't keep still. You're my thrill.
You just heard Billie Holiday from 1949, You're My Thrill. She's joined by the orchestra led by Gordon Jenkins. Gordon Jenkins was also on our recording before Billy, and there he was joined by the one and only Frank Sinatra from 1959, Just Friends. And we started out with Doris Day and Paul Weston, 1957, Cole Porter's You Do Something to Me. And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa, and this morning we're listening to some lovely voices from the 1940s, 1950s, and the 1960s as well. These are classic recordings and very, very talented performers. And of course, we mustn't forget all the wonderful musicians who were in the studio with them on their recording dates. Our next recording takes us to 1950 and to the gorgeous voice of Margaret Whiting, well known for a very warm voice, a very comforting voice, I guess you could say. She did beautiful ballads. We'll hear one of them this morning. And she's actually bringing us a song written by her father, Richard Whiting, the songwriter, with lyrics by Charles Daniel. And it's called He's Funny That Way. Well, this has been recorded by many, and I think you'll agree that Margaret does a particularly nice job with it. We're going to go back 5 years to a small group led by Nat King Cole. Well, he was not only a wonderful pianist, but he had a delightful voice. What more could you ask for? Well, he is actually credited with inventing the piano trio. Certainly he made many, many recordings with his for the Capitol label over the years. And this is one of the earlier ones, 1945. The song was written by Benny Carter and Thomas Dilbeck. And it's called I Thought You Ought to Know. And then we'll go back to the 1950s, and actually we're going to go to 1959 to a particularly fine collection of recordings. This is the Gershwin songbook that Ella Fitzgerald recorded in that year, one of the several that she made around the time of the work of the great songwriters. And this particular song is taken from the Gershwin songbook, and it's called For You, For Me, Forevermore. And interestingly, this song was actually written by George Gershwin shortly before he died. It wasn't discovered until the mid-1940s, and then it was by his brother, Ira, who added lyrics in that year. And so we're going to hear For You, For Me, Forevermore from Ella Fitzgerald, and also from the orchestra conducted by Nelson Riddle. We'll start with Margaret Whiting, He's Funny That Way, from 1950.
About me, he's funny that way. When I hurt his feelings once in a while, his only answer is one little smile. I got a man crazy about me. Funny that way. though he loves to work and slave for me every day, he'd be so much better. About me, he's funny that way. Though he loves to work and slave for me.
It's you that I'm just mad about. I thought you ought to know. It's you that I can't live without. I thought you ought to know. Skies seem to be bluer. Birds sing sweeter too. But all this never happens except when I'm with you. Your eyes are like the stars above. Your smile a sweet caress. It's you alone I'm dreaming of. I might as well confess, when you're in my arms, I'm thrilled from head to toe. I thought you ought.
Paradise cannot refuse us, never. ever such a happy pair. Everybody must excuse us if we walk on air. All the shadows now will lose us. Lucky stars are everywhere. As a happy being, here's what I'm foreseeing for you, for me, forevermore. It's bound to be forever. It's plain to see we found by finding each other the love we waited for. I'm yours, you're mine. The happy ending starts. What a lovely world this world will be, with a world of love in store for you, for me, forever. What a lovely world this world will be, with a world of love in store for you, for me,
You've just been listening to Ella Fitzgerald from 1959, one of the many songs from her Gershwin songbook. This was For You, For Me, Forevermore, music by George Gershwin and lyrics by his brother Ira. Before that, from 1945, we heard the Nat King Cole Trio with a song written by Benny Carter and Thomas Dilbeck called I Thought You Ought to Know. And we started out with the lovely warm tones of Margaret Whiting from 1950, He's Funny That Way. And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're listening to some lovely voices today from the 1940s, 50s and 60s. We're going to go now to 1947 to a singer who was well into his solo career at that point. And this is Buddy Clark. Well, another one who had lovely, relaxed voice and the interpretive skills, the precision of his interpretation particularly. Beautiful. Now, he's no stranger to the show. Very pleasant to listen to. Well, 1947, he's well into his solo career and becoming very popular. Has a radio show. And of course, he'd started out on radio as well, and singing with the dance bands back in the 30s. Well, he's joined by the orchestra led by Mitchell Ayers, and the song is called If I Had My Life to Live Over. It's written by Henry Tobias, Larry Vincent, and Mo Jaffe. Then we're going to go back a year to Lena Horne. Now, she was another one who had a long and wonderful career as a singer and in movies, and also many, many tours. Went on for decades, that career. She could do ballads and she could also do wonderful jazz. Well, we will hear her, as I mentioned, from 1946. The song is called Can't Help Loving Dat Man, written for the legendary stage musical Showboat in 1927 by Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein. So two more songs that we'll hear now from Buddy Clark, If I Had My Life to Live Over.
If I had my life to live over, I'd do the same things again. I'd still want to roam near the place we call home, where my happiness never would end. I'd meet you when school days were over and walk through the lane that we knew. If I had my life to live over, I'd still fall in love with you.
I gotta love one man till I die. Can't help loving that man of mine. Tell me he's lazy, tell me he's slow, tell me I'm crazy, maybe I know. Can't help loving that man of mine. When he goes away, that's a rainy day. But when he comes back, that day is fine. The sun will shine. He can come home as late as can be.
Listening to Lena Horne from 1946 with Jerome Kern's Can't Help Loving That Man from the stage musical Showboat. Before that, we heard Buddy Clark from 1947, If I Had My Life to Live Over, accompanied by the orchestra of Mitchell Ayres. Well, we're coming to the end of this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Thank you so much for joining me today, and I hope you enjoyed our music from days gone by. Do please stay with us, because Randy will be joining us in just a few moments with 2 hours of fantastic jazz for you this afternoon. And I do hope you can join me, Stephanie Robinson, again next week for more music from the days gone by. We have one more song for you this morning, and it's from 1962. Lovely voice of Bobby Darin. He's going to be joined by Billy May and his orchestra, and they will bring us the Irving Berlin song, All by Myself.
All by myself in the morning, all by myself in the night. I sit alone with a table and a chair, so unhappy there, playing solitaire. All by myself I get lonely, watching the clock on the shelf. I'd love to rest my weary head on somebody's shoulder. I hate to grow older all by myself. All by myself in the morning, all by myself in the night. I sit alone with a table and a chair, so unhappy there, playing solitaire. 'Cause I'm all by myself and I get lonely, watching the clock on the shelf.
I'd love to rest my weary head on somebody's shoulder. I hate to grow older all by myself. All by myself in the morning. All by myself in the night. I sit alone with a table and a chair, so unhappy there, playing solitaire. And I'm all by myself, so I get lonely just watching the clock on the shelf. I'd love to rest my weary head on somebody's shoulder. I hate to grow older.